There's a reason so many pictures, logos, and references to Glacier Park include mountain goats. The rocky peaks and rugged cliff sides of Glacier are where the nimble climbers live. Natural Resources Program Manager Mark Beal says researchers are looking to find out where the goats go in the fall and winter, if the goats that hang at Logan Pass are the same few goats or several different herds, and who's driving the human-goat interactions.
You know, we've heard stories of people being followed into the trees, you know, by a goat waiting for, you know, them to finish their business, and goats licking and chewing on people's shirts or sweaty backpacks just to get the salt. So anyways, a better understanding of what's driving those, if there's a way we might in the future, from the data we collect, learn how to better manage that.
Beal says there are also concerns about the safety and welfare of both the goats and the park visitors.
Animals that get used to human food tend to lose their natural ability to forage or willingness to forage for natural foods because they become reliant on those human foods. Anytime you have wild animals and humans together, both tend to act unpredictably at times.
This 3-year study is part of the Going to the Sun Road Corridor Management Planning effort, which identified human-wildlife interactions as an issue of concern. Federal highway dollars allocated through the management plan are covering the costs of the 3-year goat study. Researchers will also be studying bighorn sheep at the same time with observational, temporary marking, and messaging techniques.
The goats are great. This is one of the few places in the lower 48 anyways where you can readily see mountain goats in close proximity. So that's a great thing, but it's also, you know, an area of concern.
Beal says last year they were able to collar 6 goats. The ultimate goal is 25.
You know, if you want to capture and collar a mountain goat, you have to go to where the mountain goats live, and they tend to be in some pretty rough terrain, so we've been very selective in the areas where we've been comfortable to dart them because we want it to be safe for the goats and also for the handling team.
This study aims to add to existing and ongoing research and counts of the goats.
A lot of the existing research, it's been, you know, kind of sporadic over the past few decades, has been a lot of observational and, you know, a little marking, but this is going to add more to give us a better understanding of how the goats are using the habitat in that area up there.
The park is using GPS and VHF radio collars to collect location data. It's working in partnership with the University of Montana and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.